Hey Wargamers, welcome back to the channel, Death From Above Wargaming. I'm Aaron, and I am here with Tom and Dom on this wonderful Sunday morning for another episode of Jump Point, the critically acclaimed series where we make controversial comments about Battletech. Today we're going to be talking about Battletech eras and the best and worst eras of Battletech. We'll have some strong opinions here, guys. All right. I expect to hear all the nastiness in the comments. And that reminds me, don't forget to subscribe, leave a like, feel free to comment as we go. But we're actually going to start today's episode with a little patron Q&A.
Say what?
So thanks to all of our patrons out there, of course, for keeping the lights on. This question is from Zul, and Zul asked, what mech were you guys hoping for in the Kickstarter? Did you get it? And for me, it was the Hatamoto Chi, is what Zul said. So Zul got lucky. He got the Hatamoto Chi, came out in the Somerset Strikers pack, if I'm not mistaken. So, Tom, tell us, what were you hoping for, and did you get it?
Yeah, there were a bunch. And I think we talked about on one of the box set reviews.
Maybe.
But some of the original IWM minis that we started playing with, like the Centurion, those are the ones I really wanted to see. The Clint, right? And I believe we got them, right?
We did.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Those are the ones, like, you know, they're not super special, standout, but like
the Whitworth.
We played with them a lot. Yeah, the Whitworth, right? Like, yeah. So those real classic mechs, I was very excited for.
I really, really wanted them to do the Kintaro, but they didn't. I think the boat has probably gone on that one because I think it would have naturally come out in one of the Comstar packs that they did in the last Kickstarter, but didn't materialize, which I think is a shame because it was a mech that was quite popular during the Harebrained Scheme game, and the old metal model is not good at all. So I would have loved to have seen that, but maybe next time.
But Kintaro is the quintessential mech pick, if you remember from like
Kevin
the Sarna. It's the best illustration of a mech ever made, I think.
Yeah, for me it was the Mauler. I was really amped to get a new Mauler, so that also in the Somerset Strikers pack, so pretty stoked to replace all my junky 3D prints with a sweet plastic Mauler for sure. All right, so let's move on to rapid fire. All right, let's get off this here. Let's talk a little rapid fire era specific stuff here. Tom, would you ever play pre-Third Succession War?
Do you think I even know what that means?
That's a Mackie's galore.
Galore. We totally know. Yeah, I would absolutely. I mean, we talked about it in that box set review, like. That era, the foundational designs that become, you know, battle mechs, I love that. I love it a lot.
I know you love the OG era. I don't know. I wonder if that review will be out before this episode. I'm not sure. But if not, guys, sneak peek, teaser. if it hasn't come out.
Review.
Yeah, it will be. Dom, what about you?
No, I wouldn't. Because I think it's... To me, there's kind of a separation between the future history law, which is a bit of an oxymoron, but there you go. I think for me, anything before the latter days of the Succession War, so kind of going into like 3015, that kind of era, I think anything before that is just, to me, it's the history foundation of Battletech. I mean, I wouldn't plan for it. I wouldn't structure it. I wouldn't build forces for it. I mean, if I rocked up at someone's house and they were playing a 2714 game, yeah, I'll count me in, but I'm not going to plan for it myself. No.
Interesting. I actually really like the first Succession War era where the tech is still, you know, developing, right? You have ERLarge and ERPPCs, but there's no clans, right? Mm-hmm. It's sort of the same to me as like that 3040 era, right? 3039, 3048, like that range, right before the clans show up, but after the Helm Memory Core is discovered. Right, so there's some neat tech, but it doesn't get ridiculous. Anyway, next one, rapid fire number two, favorite era. Tom, what is your favorite era?
It's going to be weird to say, but like Ill Clan, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah,
All right.
Yeah, I'm really into it. I love the blending of the, you know, clan tech into the inner sphere and all of that.
Yeah.
Bold statement. All right. I like it. Dom.
Very specific in terms of era. It's the 30-39 war. Mm. So like end of the succession wars. That's where you kind of get the influx of new technology, but there are no clans.
Yeah.
So you still kind of have the classic battle tech, but it's
clan haters.
It's more sophisticated. I know. Sorry, Jared Falcon. But like you get like the LB10Xs, double heats thing. So you can have like more you know, interesting battles, but you don't have to deal with the OP clans.
That's where I'm at too. Although, you know, I'll say that the Ill Clan is rapidly catching up for me.
Yeah, it's been fun.
But I think that late Succession Wars time frame is definitely and even up to the early clan invasion, I think is very fun. All right. So least favorite era.
Ooh.
The Jihad.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think we can all agree on that. I don't know.
Oh my god, it's awful. I can't. I don't like it. I don't like the lore. I don't like.
I was
going to
say I don't like the lore.
It should make no
sense. I love Word of Blake. I don't know. It's hard. I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Honestly,
Dom,
like
what about
the
you?
Doldrums of the Succession Wars, maybe. I don't.
Yeah,
know.
I think. I mean, yeah, the Jihad era is not good. I think the Dark Age is actually worse though, just because they the industrial mech element to that, which is just to me so ugly. Yeah. And it kind of it no longer becomes Battletech. And that's what I do have an appreciation for Ilkhan, because they've given us Battletech back. So I would say Dark Age, I think.
All right. Do the clans make the game better or worse, Tom?
Better.
Dom.
Okay, better, but only after they fixed a lot of the problems. So like in the initial clan invasion release,
right?
Much, much, much worse. But now it's the part of the universe, they're entrenched in it. It's much more interesting. So yeah. Yeah.
What about just a lore perspective?
Oh, better. Because they are the fulfillment of the Star League, right? Like it's secular. It's a beautiful romantic story that turns sour. So yeah,
right, yeah,
great.
I think so. I think better as well. I think it's very unique. Like it's almost that alien invasion sort of trope without the aliens. Like it's very cool. I think it makes BattleTech very unique. All right, so last rapid fire: Piranha versus Javelin, inner city map. All right, Dan is piloting the Piranha. Who wins?
Is he using his orange dice?
I mean, obviously. What else would he be using?
Those loaded orange dice.
He's in the Javelin?
He's in the Piranha.
Oh, the Piranha. Yeah, okay. Piranha.
Piranha wins. I got to go with the Javelin. What do you think, Dom?
Ooh, I'd go for Piranha. I think the...
Really?
It's much faster. Like it's I know in urban warfare, jump jets are beneficial.
They are.
But I think... The loadout on the Piranha is actually, everyone just thinks it's machine guns. It's not. It has a couple of ERM lasers on there, so it can it'll take that Javelin down, I think.
All right. All
especially with Dan's orange dice. I think that's
All right. Well, let's get into our ready room roundtable, shall we? So a little bit more in depth and less tongue in cheek discussion here. So let's talk about new players. We always sort of have a theme talking about expanding the hobby, right, and ensuring that it is accessible to new players and fun for new players. Should new players always start in that introductory 30-25 era? What do you think?
In VR? No, I'm kidding.
I like how you brought those together.
Yeah. The question for me would be more about the system than the era.
Mm. Okay. Interesting.
I would phrase it differently. I would say, you know, do you start with Alpha? Do you start with Classic? With new players, what's important is to play whatever they're really excited about. So if they really latch on to the clans, it's worth just jumping in because that's what they want to do, right? You don't need a baby. We're all adults. Even teenagers are adult. Yeah. Kind of.
I'm glad you made that point because that was... Basically segues beautifully into my point, which was, I think if you'd have asked me two or three years ago, I absolutely would have said, yeah, start in the Succession Wars, because that's where you get the grounding. But now, especially like with the Ilkhan era, where they've made it much more approachable and, you know, they've kind of, let's face it, they've fixed a lot of the problems that had come from the previous, like, decade across the Battletech IP and beyond that. So I think the, you know, you can just go into Ilkhan era and play in the periphery and be like, oh, I'm just going to play Taurians and we're only going to use regular AC weaponry and M lasers and we're going to strip out the electronic systems and the triple myoma, you know, whatever. You know, like you can get as elaborate as you want with it. You don't have to kind of pick up all the extended rule books. So I think the only caveat I'd say to that is the Succession War era is very, very good for a lore introduction, because that sets so much of the, like, universe up. So you've got things like, you know, yeah, like, so you can just go into that and have a very soft sell on, like, what the Inner Sphere is and, you know, like the technology bases. And you know, if you progress from that naturally, you get into the clan invasion era and then you kind of get introduced to the, you know, to the whole clan experience. But it's all there anyway in Ilkhan, if you think about it. Like, it's, I mean, some powers are not there anymore, but generally it's there. So
I don't know if there's a right answer to that, but would be interested. Guys, leave your thoughts in the comments. When you introduce new players to the game, you know, where do you typically start in terms of era and why? So let's talk about the clan invasion a little bit more. So initially it wasn't so popular. Dom, you hit on this earlier. There were a lot of issues with the rules and balance, and even, you know, this predates battle value, if I'm not mistaken, when everything was tonnage balance and you'd have a mad cat just like, you know, ripping things apart. So aside from sort of the game balancing features, what else do you think changed to really make that clan invasion era so popular that they had a whole Kickstarter based around it? Tom, why don't we start with you? What do you think?
Man, that's a great question. Was that from a patron, or did you come up with that one, or did Dom? Who came up with that?
Can't tell you. It's a trade secret.
Secret. That's really hard. I would say it's a really popular period of the lore for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, the video games, the cartoon, there's a lot there for nostalgia. And this is definitely the era of nostalgia, right? Product.
For real.
So that's a big driver.
Well, I think you hit on for me what changed, right? The video game and the cartoon were introduced way after the books were published, right? When was the clan invasion, like the initial like book, like the TRO 3050? What was the original publication date on that?
I think it's probably early in people's suspects. It's like 1990 or something. I think people associate it with the clan invasion, but I think it's a few years before that, I think.
Right. I think so too. And I think, you know, what made it popular was like the video games, MechWarrior 2, and then subsequently the cartoon, which came out, when was that?
93, 94, I think.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, you could be right.
I don't know. It's somewhere in the middle part of the 90s. So I think for me, like, that's sort of what changed. And then like that our age group, like, you know, sort of,
we've got the nostalgia for it now.
We have the nostalgia for it. Whereas the guys that are maybe 10 years ahead of us, right, didn't have that. They hated it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. That's at least my opinion on it. I don't know, Dom, what do you think?
Exactly that. I mean, you just took the words out of my mouth, really. So there's no need to elaborate. Like, I think it is, when it came out, the people who were playing it at the time, a lot of people were turned off by it and literally stopped playing the game. But for us, it's so, you know, fundamental to the game experience. Like, the clans, I love the clans, really, because they're wonderful belligerents. They're like fantastic antagonists, but you know, like, they're not meant to be liked, right? They're meant to be the bad guy. So they're beautiful. Every setting needs a bad guy. They're brilliant bad guy.
It's essential to Battletech versus, you know, early 90s, late 80s.
Another
like it just it wasn't a thing. Like, it wasn't as big. It's like, what is this new crap? It's almost like the way some people look at the old clan era right now, right? Yeah, and if BattleTech survives another 10 years,
that's a very good analogy. Yeah,
right. You know, they're like, "Oh, I hate that everything's intermingled." You know, but we like. I mean, we think it's cool, but there's a lot of people that do not like that. And so, I wonder if you know, if it survives another 10 years, right? This will just be sort of table stakes again.
Yeah.
Remind me too, the clicky tech or the click tech BattleTech, that was all Dark Ages.
Dark Age. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Why?
Which was weird.
There were a lot of industrial mechs in there. Yeah.
So many industrial mechs.
So many.
I have them in a box somewhere. So let's talk about
give them away. But I'm not gonna
let's talk about favorite and least favorite era real quick. So you know, we all kind of agreed that you know we do like that clan invasion era. We talked about that extensively. I want to talk about the Ilklan era in a little bit and why we all think that that's generally going in the right direction. But let's talk about what made some of the eras, in our opinion, bad. I want to touch on that a little bit more. So like you know we rag on the Jihad a lot. Jihad, like why? Like what about it? And the Dark Age too. Like what about that period in BattleTech history? What are the features of that that make us want to sort of pretend it doesn't exist? Like what are the top things that jump out? Go ahead, Tom.
Well, first off, okay, I like Word of Blake a lot. Okay, just to be clear,
we know
I have a soft spot for them, but I think the only reason it never worked for a lot of people is like I don't know that the lore was thought out very well, and I don't know that it like the whole I don't know that it ever really made a lot of sense in BattleTech,
right?
You know, like the whole bone thing and the secret. You know, I don't know.
It just kind of came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, it was kind of like, alien too, right?
It's like someone slammed a reset button or was trying to on the lore. I want to home in on something you just said where I think you just said like it didn't feel like BattleTech or like it didn't fit in. Like even if you look at the design of some of the Word of Blake mechs, which I know people love, like the ones with all the goofy fins on them and stuff, that does not that looks like a Gundam. No. It doesn't look like a BattleTech, a battle mech from BattleTech to me. And I know the proto mechs were they in that era, the 3070s? Is that when they came out?
They're in the era before. They're a Civil War era thing. It's before that, isn't it? It's the actual Operation Bulldog. So you're talking 3060.
Yeah, those are awful too. Like that was like the beginning of like
that's the beginning of the awfulness.
Where like it just doesn't you know, like if you look at all the eras individually and there, you know, you look at all the features and the mechs and the design cues, like there's just this like middle part where you have like mechs with giant chainsaws and weird things that look like a
party. They tried a lot of stuff.
They were doing some weird stuff, trying some weird things. And that to me is like why I didn't love it. And I know there's a lot of fans out there that were really turned off by the way they just like wholesale massacred like a lot of people's favorite heroes, right? And shut down and destroyed a bunch of units that, you know, that have been staples of BattleTech forever. Which I want to have another episode on this, but I want to plant the seed. It's very inconsistent. So in Game of Thrones, we got very used to like favorite people dying off every week. In BattleTech, it's like life is cheap. Battle mechs aren't, but like Jamie Wolf survives for like, you know, 90 years unscathed, and like Devlin Stone wades through fire and like ridiculous, right? They all have like plot armor, but then all of a sudden they're like all dead, right?
Yeah.
And it was just sort of, I don't know, it was very inconsistent, I thought. So that for me is why like that whole era was kind of like a, you know, but I do like what's happening now with the Ilklan. I will say that.
And Dark Ages again, like I think we already hit on why we all sort of agree that wasn't great.
What was up with the space shield? I talk about this all the time. Like where they put up the giant space shield so nobody could jump in the, you know, in the space around Earth. Like how do you even do that? Like space is enormous. Like you can't come in from any angle. Like did they ever even explain how they did that?
I don't think so.
Leave it in the comments if it's somewhere. I would love to know like what the rationale for that was.
Again, if you think about these things as like branches off the main story, then they're not so offensive. Yeah, like the main trunk. Then they're cool because it gives you something to mess with. but it's not affecting that, you know, the trunk.
Right. Right.
But maybe Jihad, I think, as well, like it, the trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a line that you cannot cross on an IP, right? So a good example is like the HPG network. That is so fundamental to BattleTech and what right. BattleTech is, and it's and ComStar, and these things just disappear, and then all of a sudden it's like, I don't, it's like, to equate it, it's like taking Space Marines out of Warhammer 40,000,
right,
or something. And I know that, and the Ilkhan here is trying to fix that. So you've got, is it a Clan Seafox, a kind of the new ComStar,
right?
Is that right? I'm like, yeah.
Well, yeah. That's the way I read it too.
Or
well, you know, I think it's old. I think they're fixing it. I think they realized, and I think they actually did a really good job. Let's segue into the next topic about the Ilkhan era. I think they did a very, very good job of cleaning the mess up. And in my opinion, I know some people, we all have different opinions. I thought it was a mess. Mm-hmm. And I think Shattered Fortress started to bring things back together and get stuff on pace. And now at, you know, 31, whatever, when Wolf takes Terra, they're at a very good, like, relaunch point, right, where anything can happen, right? Everything's sort of in motion. Jade Falcon's kind of wounded. Like, Hell's Horses is on the rise. Like, all these different factions are competing, right? The Commonwealth has all these splinters. Free Worlds League trying to reform. Combine has taken New Avalon, right? Like, crazy things are starting to happen. It's sort of very reminiscent of that 3025 era, like that turmoil.
A lot of like rich stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like so many different places where I can play a game on the map and it makes sense, right?
And that's all we ask. I'm not asking for perfection and perfect narratives. There's lots of writers, there's lots of different styles. Right. I just want the setting to be BattleTech. That's it.
Yeah. Yes. If they introduce aliens in 3053, I quit.
Kickstarter. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, like they're all like the, like they just look like Tyranids. Could you imagine?
Like people would just genuinely have heart attacks in the street, I think.
I would just die. Oh my god. All right, let's do Render Blender. What do you think?
Oh, we get a Render Blender.
Blend it up. So we've got the Javelin here. Okay.
Speaking, is this why you brought up the Javelin earlier?
Oh yeah.
Of course.
Here it is. Look at that. I love the pose. Very nice. You know, it's little walking about to unleash death from his chest.
He looks like he's doing one of those. Do you ever watch Power Walking?
That's like the Kintaro pose.
Power Walking. He looks a little bit like, you know.
It's a Kintaro pose.
He's motoring on. Not quite a sprint, but a power walk.
All right, let me bring this up full screen, Tom, so you can begin your blending.
He's got his arrow helmet on, which is cool. So maybe he is power walking. Yeah, this is such a great mech. I think we've disagreed before about the helmet style heads that I love. I love that style. I think Aaron, you don't, right?
Oh, I love them. I'm a trebuchet kind of guy.
Okay, cool.
Whitworth, okay, trebuchet, javelin, so many.
Yeah, this is such a good design. I like. Everything about it I like a lot. I love the design of the shoulders and the arms. That center array of missiles is so cool because it kind of like juts out and it just looks like, you know, he looks at you with that little monkey face of his and you're dead, you know? Yeah, he's kind of got a little monkey face going on.
I see it now.
Yeah. But it's great, right? Like, just imagine that. Like, you come up on his side profile and he just torso twists and you're like, oh crap, you know,
it's a monkey.
Oh my god,
it's great. The legs are well proportioned. I think they have that kind of slim style. It looks fast, it looks deadly. I love it. This is like an A+, I should say. Yeah, the jump jets are really cool. He's got butt heat sinks, which is pretty interesting, you know. So he's dropping fire, I think is what they call that.
That's right. So, dropping heat.
It's great. Dropping heat, yeah, it's pretty funny. But yeah, it's great, man. This is such a cool design. And I assume you guys are suitably impressed as well.
I like this design. The one thing I will say that I really like about the light-ish mechs is like the sheer scale difference between like a Locust and a Javelin. Now, it's only 10 tons. Like at the upper end, a 90 to 100 ton mech, like, volumetrically, they're so big you don't really notice the difference. But like the difference between like a javelin and like a wasp, right? You're like, oh, yeah, snap. Yeah. Like it I am so outgunned. I'm like 50%. This thing's like 50% bigger than me, right?
Right. And it, yeah.
And like to your point, like just the imposing pose, like this rookie, like who just got this, the monkey javelin is like, dude, I am like king of the city right now. Like, it's you know, like no bug can stand before me. Right. Yeah. It's the jungle at least.
I imagine that scene in The Godfather when he's walking down the street and the people are giving him fruit, you know, the Don, whatever his name is. He's the Don
Corleone.
Yeah. No, not Don Corleone. The guy he kills. I can't remember.
Oh, his name. Right.
Yeah. He's like, grazie, you know. Great. That's Godfather mech right there.
The Godfather mech. That's really funny. So yeah, I do like it. It's really, again, really well done. Actually, the old fun fact, the old IWN javelin, it was Ralph Parth at the time, was like one of the first or second metal minis I ever purchased. When I was starting my BattleTech collection back in the day.
Yeah, I'm just looking up the old picture of it too to compare, and the old one was great too. To be honest, it was one of the really,
like the old javelin,
you know, human styled. But I love that they brought that chest out more.
Yeah.
The other one was pretty flat, and this is really cool.
All right, we digress. So that is that. So the render blender is done, Tom. That's it. It's blended.
It's filling and delicious.
It is. It's a good one. I'm excited to
get
that
protein,
one.
For sure.
It's true. All right. Well,
Godfather, yeah.
I'll never look at that mech the same. Yeah. I hope someone out there modifies like a javelin with like big ears and like a tail, and paints it with like, you know, like the light brown belly and like the dark brown everywhere else. Green stuff. Some
fur. Banana in its hand.
Love it.
Perfect.
There you go.
Perfect. So that said, all right, let's wrap this one up. A couple of things. One, Ares Games and Minis. Don't forget to check it out. And two, don't forget to subscribe. I mentioned it in the beginning. Subscribe, like, leave a comment. And if you want to help out the channel more, you can come on over to Patreon. Also, you can submit Patreon Q&A for potential discussion on Jump Point. But yes, if you do want to help out, Patreon is the place to do that. But that said, I'm all wrapped up. So guys, thank you so much for watching. And of course, stay tuned. Always great stuff coming from Death From Above Wargaming. Have a great day.